Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here with Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. You know, when we came up with this, it's not really a theme, it's a principle in your life.
欢迎大家来到古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列，我是拉比克兰卓。你知道，当我们想出这个系列的时候，你需要知道它并不是一个主题，而是你生活中的原则。
That biblically, if you understand the ancient principles, then your kingdom authority now will increase.
如果你理解了古老的圣经原则，那么你在现今的国度权柄将会增加。
There's something about knowing the habits and patterns. And I've got Megan Marcelino here.With me today, and we're going to start talking about the fall feast because I really feel that in all the 34 years that I've been celebrating the feast from a prophetic standpoint, probably the biggest spiritual shift ever. And so,
了解你的习惯和模式是十分有意义的。我和我的女儿梅根今天在一起，我们将开始讨论秋天的节期，因为我真的感觉在我过去34年从先知性的角度庆祝这些节期的时候，我可能获得了有史以来最大的属灵转变。
I've asked Megan to come in and just ask questions like if it was you sitting here. So anyway, I want to welcome Megan to the program. Let me ask you this. What was your biggest takeaway for the feast, of really the fall feast of all of them, from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur to Sukkot?What was your biggest takeaway?
所以我让梅根来对我进行一些提问，就好像是你坐在这里问我一样。我想欢迎梅根加入这个教导系列。让我先来问问你，你从秋季的节期、犹太新年、赎罪日、祝棚节过来，你最大的领受是什么？
I was supposed to be the one asking the questions.
Yeah, well, I'm just curious now.
You're flipping it on me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me today. I'm honored to be here with you. And man, my biggest takeaway, this season was just really rich. But I think you talked a lot about walking through the new doors. And at the beginning of the season, you started talking to us about...the impact of closed doors and the ability of a closed door to redirection, not just an open door. Like we always are looking for open doors as signs, but how do we also read the signal of a closed door?
And 我非常荣幸能够参与到这个系列中。秋天的节期是丰富多彩的。我想蜡笔你也谈到了很多关于走过心门的事。在季节的开始，你开始和我们谈论关门的影响以及关门以改变方向的能力。不仅仅我们要打开门。就像我们总是在寻找开门和一些迹象，但是我们要如何读懂关门的信号呢？
And I just feel like the Lord really used this last season to reposition our family and our ministry. But he not only opened amazing new doors, but he like slammed shut some previous old doors to our past.
And I 我只是觉得主真的利用这最后的一个节期来重新定位我们的家庭和事工，但是他不仅打开了奇妙的心门，而且他好像也砰的一声关上了我们过去的一些旧门。
I felt like that was such a key wisdom that you imparted into us, is that when we're looking for doors and we're looking for an opening and a redirection, don't only look for doors that you're supposed to walk through, but pay attention to that which is closing before you.
我觉得拉比尼传授给我们的一个非常重要的智慧是，当我们在寻找门，在寻找重新定向的机会时，不要只寻找应该走过的门，而是要注意在你面前关闭的门。
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times, you know, the closed door can speak just as loud as the open door. And one of the principles we've learned, and you'll learn as well, is you can't go through two doors at once. And, you know, James says in the book of James that a double-minded man or woman should not expect to receive anything from God. As we say in Oklahoma, that indecision, the prophetic vision for indecision in Oklahoma is that there's many dead squirrels in the center of the road trying to decide whether they want to go right or left. So really...
是啊，你知道很多时候你关着的门也可以和开着的门一样发出很大的声音。有一个你会学到或者已经学到的原则之一，就是你不能同时穿过两扇门。就像在雅各书一章八节中提到的，一个心怀二意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见，也不应该期望从神那里得到任何东西。正如我们在奥克拉荷马州所提到的优柔寡断，关于奥克拉荷马州优柔寡断的一个预言是，在路的中央有许多死的松鼠，是因为他们试图做出决定想往右还是往左走，但是他们优柔寡断导致他们死在了路的中央。所以现在真的是做决定的时候了。
so you can ask me the questions. Okay. And,
all right.
But I was real curious because, you know, I think it's good spontaneously to see your generation to have that revelation of the closed door. Man, that's, you know, and people have emotional soul ties. They want to go back and open doors.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's sad to have to shift, but we have to not follow our feelings, but follow the spirit.
Well,
我把问题交还给你 Megan， 你可以开始问我问题。但是我刚刚只是真的很好奇，我认为我自发的看到你们这一代人有关闭门的启示是一件很好的事情。你知道人们有情感上面的魂结，他们想回去并且打开门，有时候不得不改变也是一件很难熬的事情。但是我们不能跟随我们自己的感觉，我们要跟随圣灵。
I am your daughter, and you've taught me to be tenacious. You and Mom have both, like, really put in the forefront of raising me, like, the power of being consistent and persistency. So sometimes when I see a closed door, I'm like, I'm going to pry this open. I'm going to will this open myself, and just that whole striving nature. But learning to read those closed doors, I think, has just been paramount in this season. So I'm...
我是你的女儿，你教会了我要坚韧不拔。你和妈妈都是抚养我的时候要就教会我要有始终如一的力量。有时候当我看到一扇关着的门时，我会想我要把它撬开，我要打开自己整个奋斗的天性。但是学会读懂那些紧闭的门，我认为是这个季节的重头戏。
Really honored to be here with you today and to talk about kind of like your prophetic outlook for 57, 84 as we're coming into this new season. We've come through the fall feast, so I'd love to hear kind of what you have to say. And for those who are new and are listening, you know, a prophetic outlook is simply like, what do you hear? What do you think God is saying for this new season? And being in tune with that rhythm and that strategy.
所以我真的很荣幸今天能够和你们一起谈论关于5784年的先知性话语。随着新季节的到来，我们已经度过了秋天的节气，所以我很想听听拉比你有什么要说的。对于那些新来的和正在听的会众来说，你知道先知性的话语，就像你听到了神对这一季节有什么看法，然后传达给我们，我们要如何与神的节奏和策略合拍呢？
Truly honored as your daughter, but also just to be here and hear what you have to say. I have been honored to sit at your table for my whole life, but at the table with other great men and women of the Lord and hear, like, what is the Lord speaking? And being not viewing that prophecy from the lens of like this, almost like people view like going to someone to read, like, what is that called when you go to what is the secular version?
Oh, like a palm reader.
Yeah, like a palm reader. Yeah. You're not telling me the future, but you're telling me what, I mean, you can be, but you're telling me what God's heart and what God says about things. And so what do you feel like God is saying about this next upcoming year in this pay season? And I think it'd be a really good opportunity to share with your listeners about like 84 and how we kind of follow that structure of the biblical significance of numbers during this season. And a lot of believers don't even know what 5784 is, much less interpreting the numbers.
Yeah.
作为你的女儿，我真的很荣幸，但我只是在这里听你要说的话。我很荣幸我能一辈子坐在你的餐桌旁，和其他伟大的神国度的子民坐在一起，了解主说的是什么，而不是像看手相的人一样去读对未来的预言。拉比，有时候你发表先知性的话语，不是在告诉我未来是什么，而是在告诉我神的心意以及神对事物的看法是什么。那么，你觉得神对下一个即将到来的关于口的一年和季节有什么要对我们说的呢？可否与你的听众分享关于5784年的先知性话语，以及我们如何在这个季节遵循圣经中数字意义的结构？很多信徒甚至不知道5784是什么，更不用说解读数字了。
Yeah. Well, quite simply, it's a biblical year in this Hebraic calendar, and it's 5784, and each number has a significant symbolism in many different ways. But if you look at the 57, first of all, 5 is grace, 7 is perfection, 8 is new beginnings, and 4 is dalet, it's the door. So if you take it kind of in a message, you would say there's grace in the perfection in Christ, in Messiah, for new beginnings to go through new doors.
这是关于具有圣经意义的犹太新年。5784年的5784，每个数字都有重要的象征意义。首先，5是恩典，7是完美，8是新的开始， 四是门。所以如果你把它理解成为一个完整的信息，你就会理解这个五七八四的意义，就是在基督弥赛亚的完美中有恩典，让新的开始通过新的门。
And so what we talked about is having to close the old doors. But 80, that number 80 is pay.
Yeah.
And that is symbolic of the pictorial letter in Hebrew means the mouth.
So that 8 carries basically through a decade. We're going to have 84, 85, 86.
Yeah, 5780 to 5789. And so it's really determined by things of the mouth.
所以我们谈论的是必须关闭旧的大门。80这个数字在希伯来语中是口的意思。80基本上持续了十年，我们将有84、85直到89。实际上这是由口来决定的年份。
The 5770s, from 70 to 79, was IN. It had to do with the vision. So it had to do with meditation and what you looked upon. So it's like what you see, what you look, what you focus on, that had more control over kind of your destiny. None of this is just like guaranteed, but it has, with me doing it for 35 years, I can tell you it works this way. So if you go back to the words, you have what you say. So if I was...
所以从70到79的5770的这个70是与视觉有关的，我需要针对所看到的进行默想。这就像你所看到的，你所关注的，会对你的命运让你有更多的控制。我说的这一切不是有绝对保证的，但是就我自己而言，我已经实践了35年，我可以告诉你它就是这样子运作的。所以现在如果回到你所说的话，你就有了你所说出的东西，口是非常重要的。
To give you counsel in this hour and you'd ask, like, what should I do in, let's say, the coming 5 to 10 years, I would really concentrate on the issues of the heart.
如果要我在这里给你建议，你问我，比如在未来的5到10年，我应该做什么？我会告诉你要真正专注于心的问题。
Because out of the abundance of the heart, a man speaks, a woman speaks. Because words that you randomly say, even when you're in that 17% moment ranting and angry, those words register in the spiritual realm.
由于内心情感是丰富的，一个人他总会想要通过口来表达自己的情感。那么你随意所说的话，即使只是在那关键的17%的时刻，如果你在咆哮或者愤怒，这些都会被记录在属灵领域。
And so I think being cautious of your words, one of the reasons people get reckless with words is because they don't know their identity, they don't know their purpose, and they don't know God's plan for their life.
我认为要对你口中所出的话万分谨慎。人们轻率地表达话语的原因之一是他们不知道自己的身份、目的，不知道神对他们生活的计划。
If you're going to be threatened, I'm just speaking from, I'm blessed with experience now. That's the beauty of this part, a time of my life, is people who fight of all ages is because...If they're fighting, they're angry, they're striving, they're jealous, whatever it is, they're robbing, stealing, cheating, is because they don't know when, I can say it this way, when you know God's purpose through your identity, then you don't feel as threatened by other people's successes and other people's plans and desires.
我是一个在实践中比较有经验的人，也是这样子被祝福的，这也是我生命中时光的美妙之处。让我来告诉大家，所有年龄层的人其实都处在征战之中，因为如果他们在征战，他们就会生气，会努力，会嫉妒，不管是什么，他们可能会抢、偷窃、欺骗，因为他们不知道我什么时候可以说这些话。但是当你通过你的身份知道神的目的时，你就不会因为别人在计划和愿望中的成功而感到自己受到威胁。
In fact, once you know your purpose, your identity,Then what happens is, and that should be a goal in the next 10 years, once you start speaking it, then what's going to happen to you? is the threat of what anybody else is doing seems to fade away. And you're not so focused on it. I mean, would you agree with that? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I think understanding your identity and who you are is truly like the beginning of healing and it, like being empowered. I mean,
事实上，一旦你知道你生命的目的、你的身份，那么发生在你身上的事、其他人正在做的事情对你的威胁似乎就消失了。你没有那么专注于此。这也应该是你未来十年的目标，梅根，你同意我的说法吗？绝对的。我认为理解你的身份和你是谁，真的就像治愈的开始，就像被赋予了能量。
How many times in scripture did the Lord, I mean, if you go through it, you see over and over where he called someone out by name or called them son or called them daughter and established their identity before he performed the miracle, before he gave the instruction, before he spoke to them. It was like solidified who they were. So I think that's so paramount that we understand that.
So I'm
神在圣经中说了很多次，如果你仔细阅读，你会一遍又一遍地看到神叫出某个人的名字，或者叫他们儿子、女儿。在他创造神迹给出指示之前，在神和他们说话之前，都会先确定他们的身份，就像刚刚所说的，叫他们儿子、女儿或者名字，这就像肯定了他们是谁。所以我认为我们理解这一点是非常重要的。
I'll share something that Megan doesn't know that I'm going to share because we always like some surprises.
Yes, you like to surprise me.
Surprises. And, but
I literally text him today and said, don't surprise me.
Yeah, well, here's this is history and it's fact. Okay.
所以我的意思是我会分享一些梅根不知道我会分享的东西，因为我们总是喜欢这样的惊喜。那么我接下来要说的是以前的故事，也是一个事实。
Because it's so powerful. You were 5 years old. We were living in Klahani, and your mother always has taken really good care of the furniture, and we have homemade quilts on the bed that were sewn by different grandmothers and ones, and so you don't jump on the homemade quilt and weaken the stitching and stuff. And so you knew, you were raised not to jump on the bed.
This is interesting because your grandkids come to your house and now jump on the bed, all
yeah,
three of them.
Well, I know, but they all can jump, but you still can't. But anyway, so you're jumping on the bed at 4 or 5 years old. So you're the age of Joseph and you're jumping on the bed. And you said, the Lord spoke to me that I'm going to help the people in Israel. And you said that to your mom. Now that's at 5 years old.
当梅根你五岁的时候，我们住在基尼拉，你妈妈总是把家具看顾得很好。我们的床上有祖母缝制的不同的自制的被子，这样你就不会跳到那个自制的被子缝线上。你从小就被教育不能跳到床上。你在四五岁的时候，当时你还是在床上跳，你对你的妈妈说，神对我说我要帮助以色列人。当时你才五岁。
And now here you are.In
not five.
Not five.
Don't give away my age.
You're the COO of Kurt Landry Ministries. We take care of 450 Holocaust survivors every day. We have two safe houses. We have soldier houses. We've planted over 50,000 olive trees in Israel. We take care of women that don't want to have abortions. I mean, the list goes on. And all of that is through your administration. So you literally, you pay, your mouth spoke out what God wanted for your life. And what we do as a ministry, I can tell you, you can't do this without having the anointing of God. No one can fake what we do.
现在你在这里，你是克兰卓事工的首席执行官。我们每天照顾450名大屠杀幸存者。我们已经建立了两个安全屋，我们卖掉了他们的房子，在以色列种植了50,000多棵橄榄树，我们照顾那些不想堕胎的女人，还有很多事情，所有这些都是通过梅根你的管理。所以你在小时候说出了神对你生活的期望，以及我们作为一个牧师所做的事情。我想说的是，若不是神的受膏者，你做不到这一点。没有人能够伪造我们所现在所做的事情。
I want to share a testimony about time, because one of the big things about four Dalit is also the fourth dimension. And I was a little hesitant to start teaching on this, but more people love it. Because the fourth dimension, what it is, it's where time and space don't have the authority over your emotions, to where you trust God with eternal promises. Mm-hmm. Scripture is very clear that we lay up our treasures in heaven, not on earth. It's that.
我想分享一个关于时间的见证，因为关于四这个数字的一个关键问题就是第四维度。第四维度它是什么呢？它是时间和空间无法控制的地方，在那里你相信神有永恒的应许承诺。圣经说得很清楚，我们把财宝存放在天上而不是地上。
Principle. And so anyway, we released the blessing at, I think it was, I said we, at all feasts, we released the fourth dimension, I think in all three, so that time would not be able to torment us. So I'm going to give you a word, as the Lord gave us a word 30 years ago, that we would not only be a ministry that blessed Israel, Genesis 12, 3, but we would bless in the name of Israel.
Yeah.
Well, how do we do that? I mean,
我们释放了第四维度，这样时间就不会控制我们。所以我要给你一句话。那是在30年前，主给了我们一句话。就是说，我们不仅要做祝福以色列的事工，而且我们会以以色列的名义进行祝福。那么我们该怎么做呢？
Here's the story. Your mom and I, a few months ago, we were in Israel. We were there, and they were having a ministry, a meeting in Jerusalem with the minister, Eli Cohen, finance, I mean, the foreign minister,and some of the other ministries that were there, and Prime Minister Netanyahu. And so they were talking about, we need the vote from Kenya and Africa for the UN. We need that vote. And so they start talking about, how do we build bigger, better relationships? We have an embassy there, but how do we get more involved? And someone said humanitarian aid. And humanitarian aid came up, and then the thing, it's a Christian nation. How do we deal with Christians in humanitarian aid?And so someone said, well, who do we know that understands Israel's Jewish and humanitarian aid and understands how to operate as a Christian? And of course, Prime Minister Netanyahu said, well, ask Kurt, he'll do it. And so sure enough, they did. So here we are, like, gosh, 30 years later after that prophetic word, and we are blessing the nation of Kenya.
故事是这样的。你妈妈和我几个月前在以色列，当时在耶路撒冷，外交部长雅克利欧文以及其他一些在那里的部委，包括纳坦尼亚胡，有一个会议，他们在讨论他们需要非洲肯尼亚在联合国的一个投票，所以他们开始谈论如何和肯尼亚建立更大更好的关系。他们在那里有大使馆，以及如何的参与进来这个事情呢？有人提到说要人道主义援助，那么人道主义援助就出现了。然后他们谈论到需要有一个有基督信仰的国家，那么如何找到理解犹太人的基督徒来实行人道主义援助呢？纳坦尼亚胡说，问克兰卓，他会做。果然他们做到了，所以我们就像在那个预言的30年后，做到了我们神对我们的期待，我们正在祝福肯尼亚这个国家。
Actually going to an orphanage with, you know, 30-something years later. So a lot of times you just have to be able to hold on to the dream, hold on to the goals, hold on to the promise, and you have to hold on to it with your mouth, the pay. You got to keep saying it even though you may not see it coming.
所以很多时候你只需要抓住梦想，抓住目标，抓住承诺，用口来抓住它来付出。你必须一直用口这么说，即使你可能看不到它的到来。
Amen, amen. Well, we received that. Well, amazing. It's going to be an amazing decade of speaking things out. You know, I've been studying a lot again. I keep finding myself back in Genesis and the creation story and just the whole process that God spokeevery single thing into existence with his words. You know, he began by speaking out and spoke creation into existence, spoke us into existence, and then breathed life into us. So,
我们领受这一切，阿们，阿们。奇异的是，这将是一个令人感到惊喜的十年。你知道，我们学习了很多， 我又一次发现自己回到了创世纪和创世纪的故事中，这是神说话的整个过程。我发现每一件事物都是用神的话语发出而存在的。你知道，神是从大声说开始，创造进入存在，让我们进入存在，给我们注入生命。
Every time we breathe, every time we speak out, that we're emulating that, and we were created in His image. So how important our words are, because we are either blessing or cursing, basically at all the time. I think you said that one time that our words have no neutral value. They're either positive or negative.
Or negative.
So we're sowing. So, okay.
所以我们每次呼吸，每次我们大声说话，我们都在神给我们创造的形象里面做事。所以我们的话是十分重要的。因为我们所说的话不是祝福就是咒诅。拉比，你曾经说过，话语没有中性价值，要么是积极的，要么是消极的。
Okay, so I know we got to wrap up today, but can you unpack just, so this is airing in November, will be the first time it comes out, what the Lord has been speaking to you in this season as we move forward? So we've moved out of the fall feast. What, anything new, anything on your heart?
当我们前进的时候，神在这个季节对你说的话是什么呢？我们已经走出了秋天的季节，有什么新的东西放在拉比你的心里吗？
Biggest thing on my heart is to stay focused on your goals. You can go to kurtlandry.com. I've got a program called Goals to Grow By. Download it. It's free. Thank you, CLM Partners, for the free download. Fill it out, and then fill out dream goals. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing I can tell you to do is right now is match up scriptures to your dream, to your goals, and pray those out every day. Just take 5 minutes and when you start, and every day, and pray out scriptures.
我心中认为最重要的事情就是要专注于你的目标。你可以去下载成长目标手册，填好你的梦想目标。我能告诉你现在要做的最重要的事情就是把圣经和你的梦想目标联系在一起，并且每天进行祷告。你开始每天就花5分钟，就用经文来祷告出你的目标。
Amen. Well, I just want to say from a personal testimony, I have followed your advice and done that, and one of the biggest takeaways I have from making that exercise of writing down your dream goals and establishing them with scripture is that sometimes your dream goals and things begin to manifest and you don't even recognize it because you're so in the weeds. And when you've written it down and you've documented what you've asked for, what you've prayed for, all of a sudden you see that open door that's manifesting is that which you've already asked for. But it really helps to have it like written down. So definitely do that. It's on kurtlandry.com. And thank you so much for talking to me today. For our online and audience, whether you're watching on Facebook or YouTube or listening with us today, we're so blessed to have you. And we love that you've joined in on this conversation. We're praying for your new year, a prayer of blessing. So would you just bless our audience as we...
梅根说，我想提一个个人的见证。我听从了拉比的建议，记录了成长目标。我从写下梦想目标开始，并且把它用在经文中来祷告练习。我从中得到的最大的收获之一，就是有时候你的目标和事情开始显现的时候，你甚至认识不出来，因为你还在暗处。当你把它写下来，记录下你所要求的，你所祷告的，突然间你会看到那扇敞开的门，你所请求的事情正在显现。所以把它们写下来真的很有帮助，请一定要这样做。非常感谢拉比今天为我们的在线观众与我进行交谈。无论你在哪里看，还是今天和我们一起在收听，我们很幸运能够与你在一起，也很高兴你加入了这一次谈话。我们也在为你即将到来的新年祷告和祝福。接下来请拉比来祝福我们今天的观众。
We sign off?
Yes. So Father God, in Yeshua's name, we thank you so much for each one who is listening.And each one who is searching. I want to pray for that one that's at a place where you're either walking away from God or you don't know him at all. I want to pray this prayer. Father God, for each one, may the love of the Father be poured out. May the hope and the glory of a God who sees, knows, loves, comforts, protects, and provides for you, may it be revealed to you today, I pray. In Yeshua's name.
我们非常感谢每一个正在聆听的人，每一个正在寻求神的人。不管你是离开了神，还是你不认识神，我想为每一个人祷告。 父神，愿你的爱倾泻而出到我们每一个人的身上，有你的希望和荣耀。神，你看见、知道、爱、安慰、保护、供养我们。愿你的爱在今天向我们揭示、显现。奉主基督耶稣的名，阿们。神祝福你们平安。